Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, you want to fill us in on the agenda?
Only that I have one announcement on old business, conditional use 2021. Rumor number 8P Loan Portfolio Holdings LLC was withdrawn with the approval of the council last Tuesday.
Okay.
It may reapply. We're not sure if we're going to reapply or not.
Okay.
So that was withdrawn. Everything else is staying as it is scheduled.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda with the withdrawal as noted by Mr. Lank.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the November 19, 2015 meeting.
Gentlemen, unless you have found some corrections, staff has minutes would be the minutes should be adopted as circulated.
Mr. Chairman, I so move we adopt the minutes November 19, 2015 as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 19, 2015 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, then, that brings us to our old business. As our director had just announced with the agenda, the first item on the agenda has been withdrawn, and we'll move to the second item, which is conditional use number 2034 Beach Fire Brewery Company LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, this is certainly an interesting application that we have before us. I know the applicant has proffered several things. As a part of that, their application during the public hearing. But I would welcome comments from my colleagues concerning this application, whether it be for approval or denial.
Okay. All right, then. Anyone like to give Mr. Johnson the benefit of their wisdom? We're all ears.
I don't know if it's wisdom or just a comment, and I think this application is going to be wildly successful. I think they put together a great team, and I think they'll do very well. The problem that I have with this application is its location. And it's just the worst intersection it's the worst intersection in Delaware, as far as I'm concerned. And I just have a hard time adding to the problem.
Mr. Chairman, I have a comment that it's a comment more of a life experience than it is of dealing with the land use issue, which is what I will base my vote on. But during the public hearing, there was some emotional testimonies about the use of the church and all, and I know of that firsthand, having been a part of a congregation that the church had made the decision, and it really was divisive to the congregation, to sell the property and to move for the benefits. And there were a lot of people that did not like that use because change is difficult. And so I wanted to let the public know that, you know, that we don't just sit here void of having personal experiences with some of the similar uses or requests that do come up in front of us. This particular church that I was a member of a congregation was sold and became a venue that did serve alcohol. And I don't know how successful it was or wasn't, but as I say, I will base my vote on a land use issue and the what the public hearing was here. I hear Mr. Burton's comments, which I too agree about unhealthy aspects of particularly that jug handle intersection there. And I wish that we as a county or commissioners could do something more to improve that. But I will be basing my vote on what was presented at the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Mr. Johnson, thanks for the opportunity. I think the little bit of public opposition to this application was really on a moral basis of some members of the church were just concerned about whether alcohol should be manufactured or served at the restaurant, not really about whether the restaurant was okay or not. Many of them said that. You know, we're good with the restaurant. We're just not concerned about the issue of alcohol adjacent to, within, next to, in conjunction with the church. And as Mr. Smith stated, this is a land use issue, so I think the application is appropriate.
Well, I concur on all the issues that were addressed in terms of the traffic and the use of the building. And looking at it from, whether it's looking at it from an emotional use or appropriate use of a building, I think it's commendable that if the applicants are successful in preserving the building as they so stated and using it to perhaps promote the history of this historical area, that it would be a benefit to us all to have that history conserved and perhaps promoted, that perhaps many of us didn't know about until the public hearing. Where I think there was good testimony provided by both those in favor as well as those opposed as to the historical nature of the area and the role that this church has played. So I think, as we know, anything we do impacts traffic. Whether we approve something or turn something down, traffic is an ongoing issue. I think one thing that lends itself to an advantage, if there is such a thing as an advantage of adding traffic, is that it's unlikely that you'd have a mass exit of people all at one time. It's not like this is a concert venue area where suddenly you'd have 100 cars departing or 150 cars departing. As we know, in the restaurant business, it's a constant ebb and flow of traffic. So perhaps that may mitigate some of the traffic issues that certainly won't resolve at all, Mr. Burton, because any additional car on the road is that much more. But, given that I don't see it as a mass arrival and departure, that should help minimize it. And it's not a big operation like you have with Lowe's or Home Depot, where you have a huge number of people that are utilizing that building or those properties at any one time. So if I may, gentlemen, I have a motion I'd like to propose. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2034 for Beach Fire Brewery for a restaurant and brewery based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The use is located in the area of the Five Points intersection where other commercial and business uses currently exist. This location is consistent with the adjacent zoning and uses. The property is currently used for a church and residential uses. Given the configuration of this property, which is basically at the intersection of Beaver Dam and Route 9, continued residential use is no longer viable for the site. Likewise, the church, while historic, is too old and too small for long-term continued use for that purpose. Three, the applicants have proposed a use that preserves much of the church, which is an important aspect of the history of Belltown. This application is unique in its efforts to preserve the church, since pretty much any other redevelopment of the property would certainly involve the demolition of the structure. Four, the redevelopment of this property into a restaurant and brewery would not adversely affect neighboring properties or the community. As stated by the owners of the church property, the church structure is slowly deteriorating and there are no funds available for repairs.
The project will redevelop the entire property in a way that takes a deteriorating structure and converts it to one that is modern and an amenity to not just Belltown, but all of Eastern Sussex County as a family-type restaurant. It also can also be said that the project is incompatible with the surrounding neighborhood. Excuse me. It also cannot be said that the project is incompatible with the surrounding neighborhood when it is within sight of a large home improvement center, another large hardware store, a bank, a home improvement contractor, and other similar business uses. Six, the use will be served by Sussex County Sewer. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, there shall be no brewery operations within the former church structure, nor shall there be any patron or service bar serving alcoholic beverages located within the structure, and the kitchen will also be situated in a different structure. As stated by the applicant, the existing church structure shall be preserved to the fullest extent possible. The final site plan shall contain details as to the preservation of this structure and its integration into the new restaurant and brewery structure being built on the site. C, the use shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements concerning the connection of the brewery operation to the Sussex County sewer system. D, all roadway and intersection improvements shall be subject to the requirements of DLDOT. E, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control shall be designed and operated using best management practices to promote groundwater recharge. F, the Sussex Conservation District shall review and approve the final site plan. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2034, Beach Fire Brewery Company, LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Carried. The motion carries 4-1. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2035, Synagro Central, LLC.
And again, Mr. Chairman, since I don't have a whole lot to do in my life these days, this one's also in my area. And I thought, you know, again, we're dealing with an experienced farming operation that has utilized biosolids as agricultural fertilizer. They've done it for years. Apparently, part of this project, if not all of it, had been previously approved, but lapsed under some previous applicant, and they're back seeking approval of that. I also note that there was one parcel that they wish to remove from this application, as that parcel is being utilized for their growing vegetables. And the applicant stated that, given that it was not appropriate for use of biosolids and was amenable to removal of that. And that was parcel tax map ID 133-7.00-1.00. And again, that was proffered by the applicant and during the public hearing. I'm open to suggestions and discussion on this matter. If there's other concerns or issues that the commission would like to include in our consideration.
All right, sir. Anyone who would like to weigh in on this application for Mr. Johnson's benefit, the benefit of the commission and the public, please do.
And not hearing any, Mr. Chairman, I am prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2035 for Center Grove Central LLC for a conditional use for the land application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use of the subject property is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring communities and the county. Two, the use will be reviewed, approved, regulated, and monitored by the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Three, the use will create a disposal area for treated biosolids that will have the sufficient capacity to serve a substantial volume of users in this area of Sussex County. Four, the use with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not have any adverse impact upon the county or its residents. Five, this is an extension of the existing application of biosolids on adjacent and nearby properties owned by Baxter Farms. The addition of the subject property will allow even better nutrient management on these properties. Six, the biosolid disposal process will be designed to minimize impacts on neighboring and adjacent properties as well as the environment. This includes a rotation of the application of biosolids on this and other properties with adequate buffering. The use of this property for the application of biosolids promotes the continued agricultural use of the property. That underlying use for agricultural purposes will not be changed as a result of this conditional use. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over it. B, there shall not be any stockpiling of sludge materials on the site that are not actively being applied to the site as agricultural fertilizer. C, this conditional use shall be valid concurrent with DENREC's permit for the use. If the DENREC permits shall be terminated or expire, this conditional use shall also expire. D, biosolid application shall be limited to the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. E, there shall be buffers of at least 25 feet from all property lines, 100 feet from all off-site dwellings, 100 feet from potable wells, 25 feet from non-potable wells, 15 feet from public roads, 25 feet from streams or other bodies of water, and 25 feet from all drainage ditches. These requirements shall be subject to any increased buffers or separation distances as mandated by state or federal requirements. F, as stated by the applicant, parcel tax map ID number 133-7.00-1.00 is removed from this application, and no application of biosolids as agricultural fertilizer will be applied to this parcel. The applicant stated that vegetables are grown on this parcel, and therefore biosolids application is not appropriate. And lastly, G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2035, Center Grove Central LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1787 BDRP LLC.
And once again, Mr. Chairman, since this sounds like it's Mike Johnson night, this also is in my area.
Every night is Mike Johnson night.
Yeah, I know. And again, this was another interesting application where they're proposing to add a parcel of property to an existing subdivision. We've heard this once before on this parcel for a higher upzoning and a higher density, and that was rejected by this commission. And now the applicant is back requesting lesser density, more open space, and a different design of housing, that being duplexes rather than condos or apartment-type structures. Again, we're faced with the issue of traffic. You know, here we are once again on Beaver Dam Road. Maybe some of these folks could actually walk to the brew pub if we were so inclined to approve it, thus reducing some of the traffic.
But will they be able to walk home? That's the real question.
That's a big question. And whether or not there's even sidewalks leading to it. Chances are they'll be jumping over some ditches and some other structures to get to it, but over the woods and to grandmother's place we go. But you know, again, we had a number of residents of the existing subdivision that were here that expressed concerns about different style of housing. And you know, their concerns that maybe they bought into something that they really didn't realize. While I understand that it was disclosed in the covenants, as we know, we're not in the business of enforcing covenants. That's more of a perhaps a legal matter. I'm sure our council could weigh in on that.
Or a contractual matter.
Contractual matter. And you know, the commission has been clear that we're not in that position of monitoring and regulating those covenants. I do appreciate the concerns of the residents about the change. I'm usually quite concerned, and I'm always quite concerned about increasing density, which increases the impact on our roads. And again, we're probably dealing with a road system that is rated triple F instead of F at certain times of day. But having said that, the increase in density that they were seeking over and above what they're entitled to under our current zoning for AR1 of 2 per acre is an additional 40 units, which again, it's 40 more units, but I don't see that as being an overwhelming factor. But again, I would appreciate my colleagues weighing in on this one as well.
I'll take the lead on that, not to talk out of both sides of my mouth, I'm concerned with that jug handle area in the application with the brew pub. I think with this entrance being a lot further west of that jug handle, I think it's an increased density, but I'm not as concerned about the impact that this is going to do on that. I know it'll have some, but I'm not as concerned with this application as I was with the brew pub. And I think when Mr. Ross questioned the applicant on the overall density when it was combined with the overall Lewis crossing, the density really kind of came in line as an overall aggregate number. So that's my thought on that.
Okay. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I have a concern with the change in zone, and the reason I do is the applicant applied as a separate application, but in the record, they really created a record that it's an extension and expansion of Lewis Crossing. We had a principal that testified that he had ownership in both the application and Lewis Crossing, so at least there's some commingled ownership. The covenants are going to be expanded from Lewis Crossing to governing the application. The entrance from Lewis Crossing is going to be used to get entrance to the site. The roads are going to be used to get entrance to and from for both Lewis Crossing residents and the site. The sidewalks are interconnected to use by both Lewis Crossing and the applicant. And the amenities, all the amenities of Lewis Crossing are to be used along with the amenities of this application between the Lewis Crossing residents and this site and this application. I think the saying that if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. In this case, we got a flock of ducks. I mean, this is an expansion of Lewis Crossing. And having said that, two questions come in my mind. One is, if Lewis Crossing had applied for the AR cluster that it is, with a portion to be MR with twice the density of the rest of the subdivision, would we approve that? I don't recall us ever doing that, and I think the answer to that is probably no. And then the second issue is, how is this different than the residents buying into a subdivision and then the developer saying, I want to do away with sidewalks or amenities? They've invested into Lewis Crossing. That's what their testimony was, with the understanding that that's what it was going to be, an AR cluster. So I don't understand, I can't grasp how the adjacency of the MR property to this application somehow overweighs the adjacency of the AR, especially when you consider that this is really an expansion of that AR. So I have a problem with the MR upzoning, and I don't think I can vote for it.
Mr. Chairman, if I might ask Mr. Ross a question. During the public hearing, Mr. Ross, did you not bring out that you felt that this density could be achieved through the AR1 with the, I think you get...
No, I mean...
You recall what your... Line
no, I didn't. I didn't bring that up. I think the applicant, there's options with NAR that the applicant could explore, but that's for the applicant to decide, and I don't think that really impacts the decision here so much as it does the fact that, you know, this has been applied for as a separate application, but in reality, it's not. It's really an expansion of Lewis Crossing. That's what it really is. At least that's what I heard, and that's the record that I reviewed. And I just don't think that we as a commission, if we had an applicant come in and said, I want to do an application with an AR cluster, but I'm going to put this corner and I want to upzone it to MR. I don't think we would probably do that. We would say, make up your mind. What do you want here? Now, we might do that in a commercial zone where somebody says, I want to do a down zone on portion of the commercial property, but I don't think we would do that there. And even if we set that issue aside, I think the people that invested in the Lewis Crossing have a valid point. They bought based on a set of circumstances that were presented to them. I don't have a problem with the expansion of Lewis Crossing. I don't have a problem with the expansion of the covenants. I mean, I don't think anybody could guarantee that Lewis Crossing would never expand or not. It was in the covenants. But I think somebody should have a certain sense of expectancy in zoning when they buy into a development that the zoning is not going to change on a portion of the development. And that density is going to be double what their zoning is. And some of the public even said, well, there's already enough stress on our amenities now, even though that's an internal squabble between them and the adjacency. So I just have a problem with the zoning change.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Thank you.
Mr. Ross, I concur with what you're saying in terms of the change, and perhaps if this was presented to us has an RPC where you have part of the area are duplexes or condos and then single-family houses, we vote on that accordingly. Now it seems like it's an in-run, you know, play where they're now bringing in an area that really would be more consistent with an RPC than that. And I do know that was one of my concerns that in the public hearing was, you know, why wasn't this brought to us as a separate project with our own entrance and the whole bit rather than being part of Lewis Landing? Why wasn't it a separate application for an MR with the duplexes? Then maybe we would have viewed it differently. And certainly the residents of Lewis Crossing would have viewed it differently because then it wasn't part and parcel of their project. Advantage or disadvantage, though, and what they're proposing is that the south side of Beaver Dam Road of Lewis Crossing, as I recall, had little or no amenities. You know, the pool was on the other side of the road. Some of the residents already testified that it really was insufficient for the current residents, let alone the full development of this project. So, again, playing devil's advocate, there's advantage of those amenities being of the proposed MR section of being available to all the residents on the south side. Now, I wouldn't envision the residents in this MR zoning to be wanting to cross the road to get to the other pool when they have a pool right there in their front yard. So let me throw this out, and you can vote one way or the other for it. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change of zone number 1787 for a change in zone from AR1 to MR, medium density residential zoning for BRDP LLC, based upon the record made at the public hearing, and for the following reasons, including our discussion this evening. While this property is located in a developing area according to the county's comprehensive land use plan, and the MR zoning might be appropriate within this overlay zone, given that it is part of an existing single family dwelling residential development, the addition of this MR zoning parcel is an inappropriate transition. We had public testimony from the residents, the existing residents of Lewis Crossing, who were opposed to the change of zone to MR, meaning that an increased density on their development and an increased impact on their structure. And while it might be considered an infill, since on one side you have MR zoning parcel, on the other side you have the part of Lewis Crossing, tying this MR zoning parcel, or proposed MR zoning parcel, to the AR1 zoning of the existing project is inappropriate.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1787 BDRP LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No. Okay, the motion carries 3-2.
3-2. 2-2.
The two were Mr. Burton and Mr. Wheatley were the.
Okay.
No.
Opposing the motion.
I'm sorry?
Opposing the motion.
Yeah, opposing the motion. Yes, opposing the motion. Yeah. All right, then. Our next item is conditional use number 2033, BRDP LLC, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County.
Well, gentlemen, on this one, because you've just made a recommendation to County Council to deny the rezoning that would underlines the MR conditional use, I think the recommendation that really you're kind of your hands are tied. The recommendation is based upon the recommendation for denial of the change in zone. That it's a recommendation for a denial of the conditional use as well. I mean, I suppose you could make a motion in favor of the conditional use, but I don't see how.
The only thing I'm thinking of is I certainly get the logic that you couldn't go one way on one and another way on another, but I think we still have to vote.
Oh, absolutely.
And vote however way you wish.
No, that's true. That's true.
You just rejected the MR rezoning and the MR, so now it's AR.
Yeah.
So it remains AR, and then it'd be subject to the density of an AR1 zoning. Mm-hmm. So it could be approved as for multifamily dwellings, but based on the allowed density.
Yeah, but
you'd be hard pressed to support a positive motion on this. In fact,
because the entire record was based upon the rezoning to MR.
Yeah, I mean, we still have to vote, but yeah. I think
they could achieve the multifamily housing with another application in AR. It's certainly a conditional use permissible. It's permissible under the cluster subdivision ordinance in AR, but that's not what we're considering.
Right. They also could apply under a separate application as a MR just for that parcel, and individually vote on that.
Mm-hmm. But you make a motion to deny.
Right. I think I make that one.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial conditional use number 2033 for BRDP LLC for multifamily dwelling structures based on the recommended denial of the change of zone number 1787, where the request was made for a change in zone from AR1 to MR, medium density residential zoning.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2033 BRDP LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried 5-0. All right then. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission.